Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied.
Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied.
Welcome once again to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, inviting you to a glorious hour of choral music as we salute a German legacy, Mendelssohn and Brahms. This visit began with the opening chorus from Mendelssohn's composition based on Psalm 98, with the fanfare-like choral statement of Singet dem Herrn ein neues Lied. Sing to the Lord a new and joyous song. You heard the voices of the Chamber Choir of Europe, led by Nicole Matt. That is from a 10-CD set from Brilliant Classics, the complete choral works. Next, we turn to a real classic from Mendelssohn. This is from a 2009 recording of four of his psalm settings, with Sibylla Rubin soprano, Scott Weir and Christoph Gentz tenors, Matthias Gerne and Thomas Menhardt bass. Helmut Rehling conducts the Gaeckinger Kantorei and Bach Collegium of Stuttgart in Psalm 42.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You have just heard the classic setting of Psalm 42 by Felix Mendelssohn, performed with great artistry by five soloists, the Gehkinger Kantorei, and Bach Collegium of Stuttgart. Helmut Rehling was on the podium. This is a German legacy, the music of Mendelssohn and Brahms.
You are listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art, originating in the studios of Going Beyond Words, Inc. in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and created especially for the American Choral Directors Association. For more information, visit us at goingbeyondwords.com.
In the summer of 1889, Brahms was made a free man by his native city of Hamburg, which is a very high honor. This apparently made up for other disappointments that he had experienced earlier. His three pieces, Fest und Gedenkspruch, roughly translatable as Festival and Commemoration Sayings, were almost complete, and he dedicated them to Carl Peterson, the mayor of Hamburg, and an old friend. They are scored for double choir of mixed voices. The English titles are Our Fathers Trusted in Thee, When the Strong Man Armed Keepeth His Palace, His Goods Are Safe, and For What Nation Is There So Great, Who Had God So Close? Here to sing these three philosophical pieces is Peter Dykstra, leading the Swedish Radio Choir.
Thank you.
Those were the voices of the Swedish Radio Choir, led by Peter Dykstra, performing the double choir trio of selections by Johannes Brahms titled Fest und Gedenkspricht. More of the great legacy from Germany. Now to close, we visit another one of Brahms' great musical creations. His Song of Destiny was begun in 1868 and is based on a poem of Hyperson's Song of Fate. Brahms, however, did not finish the work until 2 years later. This is one of the finest recordings of this work and features the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and chorus under the leadership of Robert Shaw. This is the Schicksalslied, Song of Destiny, by Johannes Brahms.
Thank you.
You have just heard the Schicksalslied, Song of Destiny by Johannes Brahms, completed in 1871, and here performed by the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra and Chorus under the leadership of Robert Shaw. And you heard it here on Going Beyond Words. For the past hour, you've been listening to Going Beyond Words, a program devoted to the vocal and choral art. This visit was called A German Legacy, the music of Mendelssohn and Brahms. And I'm Stan Schmidt, your host, thanking you for being there and inviting you to join me again for more of the vocal and choral art. Going Beyond Words is enthusiastically endorsed by the American Choral Directors Association. Try to attend a vocal or choral concert this week, and always try to sing when and wherever you can.
You've been listening to Going Beyond Words with Stan Schmidt, a production of Going Beyond Words, Inc., copyright 2016.